thank the administration and I thank the community. Alhamdulillah, who are supporting this masjid, because it's a blessing to have a masjid in Pasadena. So half of me is here in Pasadena because I used to live in actually Colorado Mbari years back. So alhamdulillah, I know this community, mashallah, and I would love to come here. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be among those people will be inshallah in day of judgment. Ala sururin mutaqabilin. Allah said, will be inshallah sitting facing each other, inshallah ta'ala, with nothing in our heart against each other. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَىٰ صُرُورٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Allah said, before we will be admitted to the Jannah, with the mercy of Allah, He said, everything will be removed from our hearts. Will be nothing. Clean heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah said, the day no wealth, nothing will have, except the sound heart. Sound heart has tawheed, sound heart has no envy, sound heart doesn't actually have hatredness. Sound heart is the heart of the believer, who love Allah and His Messenger, and love humanity, and love Muslims of course, but love the people at large. Saying that, I love to share with you inshallah in this few minutes that I have, is actually in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his message, and we'll try to make it inshallah ta'ala very brief and to the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ فِي قِرَاءَةٍ أُخْرَى. Allah said, indeed, we sent you, O Muhammad, بالحق, with the truth. The truth of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oneness of Allah, to be worshipping the Creator, be good to the creation. This is the key. Worshipping the Creator, being good to the creation. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the haq that he brought. That's actually the truth from Allah azza wa jal. And Allah said, bashiran wa nadira. His title was actually Mubashir, the bearer of good news. Bushra, Allah called the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Quran is bring with it what? Good tidings. Quran bring actually good news. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah called him مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal, as he mentioned in the previous books, as Isa alayhi wa sallam, ala lisan Isa, in the Quran, when Allah said about Isa, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bin alhamd, the praiser. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his da'wah is about bringing bishara. And bishara, and for the Arabic language, it comes also from bishara, which is the skin. It comes also bishara, that's jamal, as Ahlul Lugha, people are familiar with the Arabic language. Because every word, by the way, and the Quran is so amazing. It has a meaning, deep meaning. By respect to the other languages, I personally, alhamdulillah, I speak four. Alhamdulillah, fadlillah, azza wa jal. But it's really the Arabic, when you find actually every word has its weight. When he said, bishara, qalu, bashartuhu, bastabshar. When I bring you good news, what do you do? You smile. Look at the language of this. Bashartuhu, bastabshara. Abshir bi khayrin. فَإِنَّ الْفَارِجَ اللَّهُ. Yani always the bishara is something very powerful, very good. It brings actually always good. Quran talk about bishara most of the time about bringing good news. Few places you find فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Only here and there you find it actually it's used for bringing bad news. But most of the time it's actually bringing good. Now, when we know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was Bashir, إِنِّي أَنَا الْبَشِيرُ النَّذِيرُ, about himself, said, I am the one who brings good news. How can we utilize that in our da'wah? Because we need actually the best way in our da'wah to follow that footsteps of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring always goodness to the people, bring them that good tidings, what Allah azza wa jalla will give you, what you will benefit in this life and the year after as well. And also, how people will respect you, because people who bring always good news.
Are they beloved by people or not? You're going to say definitely yes. But somebody bringing always bad news, you have to question it. They said, be aware of the evil barrier, the one who brings actually evil, always negativity. No. People love people who are really bringing good. Encouraging people to do good, to do more actually. It will increase our obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why in our da'wah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us actually hadith very beautiful. When he sent two of his companions to Yemen. Yemen was Christian land. Right? The Arabic Peninsula, but still it was Christian land. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he prepared his two Sahaba, Wa'ad ibn Jabal, Ibn Mas'ud, two Sahabiyain that they were actually eager to spread Islam. They had that personality that they are very eloquent to speak to people. So what he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, equipped them with something amazing. He said, إِنَّكُمَا سَتَأْتِيَانِ قَوْمًا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ. You're going to meet people of what? Of the book. People of the book. So make sure that you call them to La ilaha illallah. But something besides actually calling to Tawheed, he said something deeper than that. He said, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا بَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. What does that mean? يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. Bring ease and your da'wah to these people. Don't bring hardship. Why? Because Islam, by the way, whoever thinks sometimes, you know, those speakers and people make Islam hard. You know, Islam is really, should be easy. Islam is easy and it's tough. It doesn't need actually me or you to make it easy. It's already easy. It's a religion. Allah said, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ هُوَ سَمَّاكُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. A religion of Allah is Islam, and it's easy religion. Meaning, there is that flexibility. How we know that Islam is easy religion? If I can pray standing, I pray sitting, right? If I can make it to the masjid, is it compulsory on me to come to the Jum'ah? No. I will tell you this, but don't take it literally, please. Even Jum'ah, Fuqaha rahimahullah, jurists among the Muslims, they said if somebody owes somebody money and he doesn't have money to pay and he's afraid for himself, he should not even pray Jum'ah. Tell me, in deen have this kind of flexibility. Meaning, when there is hardship, the ease comes. Al-mashaqqah tajlibu taysir. We have al-fiqh, which is qa'ida. When there is the hardship, here it kicked in what? The ease. The entire religion is like that. The entire religion. You see the people who go to the school, for example. Are they going to pray in time every salah? Or can they combine? There is that actually jama', combining the prayers. Praying farida, not praying the sunnah, for example. So there is that flexibility always there. This is how Islam is so beautiful. Easy, not to make it easy. It's already, it carried in itself that strength. And it's very easy because it's fit for everyone, everywhere, and all the time. That's what it is. يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. Do not make it harder. Because when we try actually to add, we make it harder. We make it harder and we are adding to Islam. Islam, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a man who came, as Malik rahimahullah mentioned his Muwatta. Man came and he was asking about Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him about La ilaha illallah, shahadate. He said it. He said, what else? He said, praying. خَمْسُ صَلَاتٍ فِي الْيَوْمُ وَالْلَيْلَةِ. Five prayers you have to pray. And if you add is good for you, he said, I'm going to do only five. Hear me out. I'm going to stick with the five. قَالْ ثُمَّ تَصُومَ رَمَضَانَ. Then you fast Ramadan. 1 month. He said, if you do extra, that's good for you. He said, I'm going to stick with it 1 month. Whole Ramadan. Nothing else. Basically, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he said to him, فَإِنْ زِتَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٍ. And it's good to have extra. But in the end, the man left. And he was Arabi, he was new in Islam, he just became Muslim. You know, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْلَحَ إِنْ صَدَقَ. If this man stick with what he said, he will be admitted to the Jannah. Apply. And he will actually be successful. Meaning that he will be admitted to the mercy of Allah, he will be entering Jannah. Why? Here it's really this hadith, with the hadith I mentioned earlier, those can be used for people who are new, or people who are really not actually being opposed to they have not been educating studying much about Islam, learning, hearing lectures and so forth. They are actually, alhamdulillah, barely they're making it. It has to be that flexibility there. That's why yassira wa la tu'assira. The other point, bashira wa la tunaffira, goes hand in hand. Meaning, bring bushra, bring good tidings to the people. Wa la tunaffira. Because if you don't bring good news, you are actually scaring people away. And nufur. You actually going to distance yourself. And that will make actually some of our, youth not actually attached to the masajid or to Islam as the older generation. Because too much actually, I call it Muslim police. That actually makes sometimes things very hard. Not actually to water it down, but not to overdo it either. You have to be a middle. Al-wasatiyya, which is that's the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each person need actually a way of how to bring him this da'wah. Somebody been worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, been Muslim 40 years, the language you talk to that person different than somebody who been coming, going, sometimes maybe praying, not. That's actually, the approach would be different. And that's actually so, next time you find him, he was very eloquent, the best speaker, the best person who understood the mind of the other people. You find even one sentence saying to Sahabi, you are actually man, we have some jahili on you. Abu Dhabi. And he was one great Sahabi. And you see, if you look at him, he came to Islam in early days in Mecca, right? But when he talked to some Arabi, different. Arabi came to the masjid, went to the corner, by respect to all of you, and he said actually urinating in the masjid. Everybody got, mad. They want to beat him. This is unacceptable in the house of Allah. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did? Da'u, leave him alone. Look at the teacher, Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Da'u, leave him. When he said, Tuni bidalu, bring a bucket of water, go and wash it. That's it. And do it. Now, the man came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his alhamdulillah, rahmat that Allah Azza wa Jal give it to him, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are indeed rahmah, mercy to humanity, the entire world. And he said, أَنَا رَحْمَةُ الْمُهْدَاتِ عَدَ الْبُخَارِي. I am the giver rahmah, about himself, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he said to him, he explained, this is a place of worship, this is a place of glorifying Allah, it's not for this things. Very nicely. The man in the end of actually this incident, he said, Allahumma arhamni wa arham Muhammada wa la tarham ma'ana ahada. Wa Allah, forgive me and Muhammad, nobody else. Why? Because he saw the way Sahaba reacted actually in front of him. He was scared. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam confronted him. That's Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's the Mubashir. And he said to him, ضَيَّقْتَ مُتَّسَعًا. You have made the rahmah of Allah, which is vast, وَرَحْمَةِ وَسَعَتْ كُلَ شَيْءٍ. You made it actually narrow it. You should actually say, well, Allah forgive everyone. So this is da'wah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You find him, how he did with the different people in different times. This is da'wah that we need, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's our approach, inshaAllah, if we want to be very successful, to understand the mind of the people. And not the same way you talk to somebody coming, for example, with a short first time. You have to be very, very careful the way you talk to him or a sister. If somebody been coming all the time but he made a mistake, then you take him aside, then you talk to him. Different language, but again, you have to always be having that rahmah when you bring actually, you want actually send a message, it has to be some love in it. The time when we don't have that compassion and love for people, we fail in our da'wah. we fill in our da'wah. يَسِّرَ وَلَا تُعَسِّرَ بَشِّرَ وَلَا تُنَفِّرَ. يعني bring always that good tiding, don't bring actually always warning. Yes, there is time to warn, but the time more actually to be actually مُبَشِّر than نَذِير. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal, He actually said, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. He didn't come, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the people or pagans of Mecca and start actually bashing them and say, hell, fire, all the time. He came with something, so hope. He came actually with the goodness, what Allah, mercy of Allah is there. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. All my servants, Allah saying subhanahu wa ta'ala, all my servants, say O Muhammad to them, say to my servants, he called them servants. In fact, the people, and this is really is very important. Sometimes we are very frequently in masajid, alhamdulillah, very important da'wah, we think we don't need these reminders. We don't need to be reminded. People are out there. Well, let me tell you, sometimes people really out there, they are actually soft-hearted, that sometimes people get actually used to, they are good. You know, sometimes the people, I heard one time, one person said to me, I'm good. Meaning, if I die now, I'm good. That's really from the shaitan. No. Wallahi, it's only under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is guaranteed to Jannah. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jalla subhanahu wa ta'ala with His mercy, but our deeds, we are not actually qualified yet. So Allah talk about those servants who have disobeyed Him, did wrong. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah, إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah, He forgive all the sins. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم. Then Allah said, turn to your Lord. Come to your Lord. Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghafur rahim. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us to understand the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and understanding the softness that he had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the concern he had for humanity. You can, inshaAllah ta'ala, follow it. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatan wa salaman ala al-Mustafa wa ala al-ahli wa al-ashab wa man iktafa wa bishlah li sadri wa yassir amri wa wahlu al-uqdatan bi lisani yafqahu qawli. So the message that I want to share with you is the importance of always, يعني, like we have two skills. One of them has to be actually above the other. And the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, always the bishara, the good tiding, is higher, is heavier than the warning. And the ulama, they said about, and basically about, and how this, and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that, and the submission to Allah, and our life has to be always that hope, the fear is there, and the hope. But we have to make sure always we are actually having that, and the hope is there, because the hope, what it does to me and you, it helps us actually to be more obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when we actually disobeyed Him. Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an ayah that really, if we reflect, this ayah is amazing. A man, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I was with a woman. And I didn't have a relation, but they kissed each other, which is a sin. Didn't know, did that man didn't know that he was actually disobeying Allah? But he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I did such and such. Then the ayah came to him. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Basically what you do here, he gave him hints. That what you have done is not pleasing to Allah. So what you do, the good deed, take away the bad deeds. To increase actually the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are subject to errors. There is nobody infallible among us. Nobody can claim that. Everyone is subject to errors, mistakes, disobedience to Allah. Sometimes the thought we have cannot be pleasant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This we have in our heart toward each other sometimes, or toward other people. But when we do good deeds, it takes away actually the bad deeds. This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Umar, when he asked, he said, is this only for him? He said, no. for everyone from my ummah who actually committed anything that's shameful act. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. To help us and forgive our shortcomings. Help us to do good after being doing so much bad. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and help us to be inshallah tools of goodness, opening the hearts of the people by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla bless this community, make it inshallah a very strong community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them inshallah the strength and give them the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peacefully and to overcome all the challenges they are facing out there. Allahumma laka alhamd, Allahumma laka alhamd, Allahumma laka alhamd hatta tarda, wa laka alhamd idha radita, wa laka alhamd ba'da ridha. اللهم إنا نسألك وأنت في عليائك ونحن عبادك الفقراء إليك نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى والعمل الصالح أن توفقنا لكل خير. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم يسر أمورنا وفرج كروبنا واغفر ذنوبنا واختم لنا بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم الأرض عليك. اللهم كل المستضعفين في الأرض اللهم كل المستضعفين في الأرض في سوريا وفي مصر وفي كل بلد يضطهد فيها عبادك الموحدون. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. وصلى الله على البشير النذير محمد وآله وسلم وآخر العنوان الحمد لله رب العالمين. أقم الصلاة.